Keeping the voters and citizens of Washtenaw County well-informed and inspired, we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and this week our conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is about what happens before someone gets in office, running for public office, why we run, and we'll get some words of wisdom from Rena Bash in her fourth term now as Ann Arbor Charter Township Clerk. Hi, Rena.
Hi, Lisa.
What inspired you to run for office at the beginning?
Like so many other people, I saw something that I didn't like or that I felt frustrated about that I wanted to fix. I saw an incumbent. I was on the Planning Commission, so I was already involved with my community. And I saw an incumbent doing something that I thought was motivated by her own interests and not the interests of the community.
So was she your opponent? Did you actually run against
them? Yes. I unseated an incumbent.
Do you think it's tough to run?
Yes and no. I think it's a lot of fun, especially if you're already engaged in your community, especially if you like people and you like your community. It really gives you an opportunity to get out and meet people because that's what you really need to do. You want to introduce yourself to people. You want to find out what their concerns are, see if they match your own concerns and priorities. And so, I mean, I highly encourage people to consider it as a way to serve and to give back to their community, fix things that they see.
Before we started this conversation, I said to Rena, I think everybody thinks they should be running for office. And you said?
I said, we don't have enough good candidates.
Really?
Yeah, there are many, let's call them the local or smaller office opportunities that you only see one candidate on the ballot in the primary.
That's true.
Or perhaps you're in a gerrymandered district where you see a whole bunch of candidates for one party on the primary ballot, but then there's nobody on the other side in the general election. So, and especially at the township or the village level where there's not a lot of fame or glory or thanks given for these offices, we need more people involved. We don't actually have enough choice.
And I also said, and it seems like if you run for office, you better make sure your record is clean because people dig deep to bring out your opponent might do that, or in the press and public might dig deep to find out something about you. And you said,
I don't think that's really true at the local level. I think we're seeing at a national level a lot more ugliness and incivility. Well, first of all, at the local level, chances are everybody already knows you. I mean,
right.
I think if you're just honest with the with the community and your neighbors, there's no Oppo research for the township clerk offices, right. I don't think.
So if you want to run, though, for a state office or Congress, or maybe in the back of your mind, your mother always told you you should be president, do you need to start small at the local level and work your way up?
It's definitely my opinion that you should start small and really understand what's going on in your community. I'm sure that other people might disagree with me, but I think that there are so many opportunities for civic engagement. There's boards and commissions, there's citizens advisory groups, there's ad hoc task force to study a certain issue, and then you are actually giving your input and learning about the government unit, and then you could run for office. I personally think something like city council or township board of trustees, those are great first offices to run for, but I personally would counsel people to get involved even ahead of running in other ways in these civic engagement things. And then, yeah, I think that it's just like getting more experience. You wouldn't expect to walk in your first day on the job and be given the top management position. I think you have to work your way up and get a better understanding. You know, you wouldn't give a brand new employee budget control over a huge project or a huge budget. And that's what some in our political arena think, just because I proved myself somewhere else, I can walk in and have control over the multi-billion dollar budget for the state. I mean, businessmen and women are in business to make money. Government is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the citizenry. It's a completely different goal, and there are completely different methods to achieve those goals.
You think some egos are getting involved?
I think some egos are getting involved. And that's, you know, we were talking before about, you know, reasons to run, you know.
Right.
And I would say a reason not to run is if you just have a big ego and you're looking to build your resume, that's not a good reason to run.
Let's talk about some of the practical aspects of running for office. How does that work?
I highly encourage people to really understand the government unit that they are getting involved in. And by, you know, attending the meetings, reading the minutes, reading the reports. But then for the mechanics of running, it's really pretty simple. I know some people, we were speaking before about how it feels intimidating when you see all these forms and all this information at the Secretary of State's website. But take a step back and say there's really only, you just have to be a registered voter. And then there are just three forms that you need to do. One of them is a nominating petition. You collect signatures from registered voters in your jurisdiction, and then you fill out an affidavit of identity. That's a one-page form. And now you're a candidate, and then you have, I believe, 10 days to file one more form, which is your pertaining to campaign finance.
In some cases, do you ever have to get petition signatures, or is that for
Yes, you do have to get petition signatures. It's called a nominating petition.
Is it the number based on the community you're applying for?
Yes, the number is based on the jurisdiction. It's a population number.
Okay.
So for me, I'm the Ann Arbor Charter Township clerk, and Ann Arbor Charter Township is a pretty small municipality. We only have less than 5,000 citizens, or actually residents, and so the number of signatures that I have to get is since that's a community that's less than 10,000, I only need to have three valid registered voter signatures. And I don't need any more than 10.
But you still have to get them.
You have to get them. I have to get three signatures.
Can they be relatives?
It can be me, my husband, and my next door neighbor.
Okay.
But if you're in a community, I looked up for, say, Pittsfield Township, which I believe we're sitting in right now. That's a much larger municipality. And so I think that they have to get between 50 and 100 signatures. So if you wanted to run for the Pittsfield Township Board, you would need to collect at least 50 signatures on your nominating petition.
And Washtenaw County also has a website for candidates?
Correct. There is a lot of information at michigan.gov/SOS, which is the Secretary of State's website, and also Washtenaw County, I think it's just washtenaw.org, and then if you go to the clerk's page, you can find a whole bunch of information on how to run for office, including these signature requirements.
Rena Bash, you've been involved in a lot. Do you think we'll be seeing you run for something else? Are you on that ladder?
No.
No?
Believe it or not, I'm not. My mom, have you been talking to my mom? She keeps asking me.
I said that earlier. Everybody's mother thinks you should be president.
That's right. Everybody's. No, I have been really excited with working with the League of Women Voters and with another group, the Ballot Initiative Voters Not Politicians, that did the redistricting reform. And those two things made me get really excited about sort of the nonpartisan democracy initiatives, ways that we can improve our democracy. And I feel like that's the direction that I personally would like to go. So it's still involved in politics, but it's not actually running for another office.
And you're doing something to make a difference in your community.
It sure feels that way.
Rena Bash, she's the Ann Arbor Charter Township Clerk and our guest this week on In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thanks so much for sharing your insight and information.
Great to be here.